Child Protective Industry is all excited about the Family First Act, which was hidden in the spending bill signed by President Trump back in February, because it enables them to use federal money that was once specifically designated for foster care programs and spend it on family preservation programs instead. The service providers still get the contracts, the parents get to keep the kids, but with the system sucks up their asses, they see it as a win-win for everybody. Because, you know, really the kids get to stay in the homes, which is where they should be. But, you know, I mean, the parents are going to go through hell either way. So it's good in one hand and it sucks on the other. What are you going to do? In Alberta, Canada, a woman meets her long-lost Irish brother after 44 years. The woman was adopted when she was 6 weeks old and found out later and hunted down her birth family and they met for the first time. Happy for them. One of the former staff at an orphanage in Scotland tried to protect a boy from the nun because he was wetting his bed and she would ridicule him. So she tried to cover it up so that the kid would be safe. Human sex traffickers are increasingly preying on kids in foster care because they are easy targets. In Michigan, where CPS agents apparently don't know the difference between child abuse and a hole in the ground, more Michigan kids are dying from abuse or neglect than a decade ago when the state settled a federal lawsuit brought by a group called Children's Rights and vowed to improve its child welfare system. U.S. bishops and faith leaders are urging protection for religious child welfare providers so that they don't have to give your kids to gay people. In New Hampshire, a deputy director of the Division of Children, Youth, and Families was arrested for domestic violence, and they're all worried about her being a director because they work with domestic violence victims. And what kind of a message would that send? In California, lots of homeschoolers came out to oppose legislation that would make it much easier for child protective service workers to crawl up their asses.